Aloha. Aloha, Divine Ones, offering you the gift of presence and breath. Aloha. This is Priestess Maya Ananda, Priestess of the Gateway, coming to you from the big, bad, bold, and beautiful island of Hawaii. And you are listening to All Good Grief. So, what a beautiful day. Have to say that it is here today, and this is why I never get housework done, because it's just as soon as the sun comes out, I think that's where I'd rather be, sitting in the sun, so healing and peaceful. So wherever and whenever this is reaching you, if you're in a wintry space at the moment, offering you that gift of sunshine, the gift of healing from the rainforest, the gift that is Hawaii, this sacred land, nestled in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, so offering you ocean music and melodies, the essence of the dolphins, my magical creatures that I connect with, offering it to you, offering all to you on this day. But this day that I am sharing these words happens to be Sunday as it falls on the calendar, and that is my day to wake up early and head to Hawaii National Park, which is about 10 minutes from my home, where is Kilauea Crater, an active volcano, which right now is quiet, but we all know that that's kind of an illusion, isn't it, for active volcano. There's much going on beneath the surface, which very much in alignment with the journey of grief, isn't there? We might put on a smiley face or just that stoic wall and barrier, but within it's a seething volcano that's ready to erupt, isn't it? So this is such a wonderful and magical place to come for those of us who are engaged in this healing, grieving journey. This lifestyle of grief, which I will talk and write about much more, has come to me that it is, in fact, its unique lifestyle with food requirements, nourishment, peace, quiet, movement, all unique to this journey. But I digress. So today, on this Sunday, I go very early to the crater when there's really little chance of seeing anyone. Maybe a few tourists that are there early. But generally those that I see, I'm not sure what they absorb. Because they go and they stand there and have a look and have a photo, and then they journey off. But for those of us who know, those of us who are magical women, powerful women of connection, well, you know the power of connection, don't you? To sit in sacred space, connection to the earth, to our earth mother, to Gaia. And so to paint a picture for you, as I'm standing there above the crater, the sun is just rising and beginning to feel the heat of the sun in this blustery, chilly morning, 45 here, which might sound warm to some of you, but quite chilly here and quite chilly up there. It's quite high above sea level, and the wind is usually whipping away up there, so a little bit chilly this morning. So the sun was welcome, and steam from the craters, little fissures down there is opening and rising, billowing in the wind, and you know there is much going on within. Pele's breath, they call that. The open vents that leads to the core of the earth, really. And you feel the steam that is so, so hot and moist and smells of sulfur. And you think, yeah, this is earth. This is Mother speaking and offering. And those of us in this grieving journey, such a wonderful time and space to offer your grief to her. When it feels too much, when it feels overwhelming, simply offer to her, say, Mother, it is too much. Please take this burden and allow me to breathe again, and she will listen. She will listen. And goodness, how cathartic to throw grief into molten lava. Oh, such a beautiful essence, ceremony, symbol. Because from those fires, dear sister, don't we rise strengthened and renewed? A new version of you, one who steps away from loss and moves forward on your journey. The journey of grief is the journey of transformation. It is impossible to lose someone who is your everything in this world, your heart, your soul, and not walk this earth different. And many times I have said this grieving journey is two paths. You have one path that leads to community of the women who get it. And that is what we are building here, dear sisters, a tribe of grieving women who have loved and lost and lived to breathe again. We're here to support each other. But the other path leads inward, and it is, in fact, the inward journey. It is the whispers of the heart, the wisdom of the ancients that ride within you, the essence of the grandmothers and the wailing women, those who shorn their head and wailed and pounded their chests, scraping the flesh from their bones, showing the world that they were in pain. Because in pain we are, but it is not something to be ashamed of. It is not something to say that we are diminished, is what I feel the society says of us. But that we have entered the pathway of those who have come before us, who have loved and lost and lived, who have borne that mark. But again, not a mark of shame, but a mark of strength. It is a mark of strength to walk this earth, feeling that deeply and allowing the world to see how deep your river runs. Yes, the ancient ones, they did not hide from their grief. They did things to show the world, whether they wore black or symbols or shaved their heads, as we mentioned. They did not run and hide from grief. They acknowledged it. They honored it. They took time for themselves. They connected with land and sisters. We don't do that. What are we given? A few days for loss and then expected to bounce back to work and deal with banalities of life? It doesn't work that way, does it? Doesn't work that way. You cannot live in that same groove of before and expect things to be the same. Nothing is the same, is it, sisters? Nothing. So wherever you are in your grieving journey, the moment these words reach you, I honor you and bow to you, sisters, for taking your place amongst this tribe of wisdom keepers. I bow to you and salute you for your journey. And I invite you, each and every one of you, to find your sacred space in the world, the space that calls you, that you can retreat from the outside society, from prying eyes, to commune with the earth, to sit in a copse of trees and allow their wisdom to seek into you, heal you, lighten your journey, your load, to put your hands in the earth, to sit naked if you can, and just be one. Just be one. And if you're feeling, sisters, overwhelmed, there is no better space to go than out into nature. And if you're feeling that the journey is too treacherous and you're unable to continue another moment, then offer that raw pain to Mother. She can take it. She can receive it. And just allow her to offer you something in return. Just sit and wait to receive. No prayer goes unheard or unheeded. None. So I invite you, sisters, go out into nature. And if you have the calling, if Pele is calling you to come here to the land of fire in the chain of fires, reach out. We will sit together in circle, sisters, or I will craft a day suitable for what is needed for you in this moment, and I will show you my little secret spaces where there will be no eyes. And I will leave you to your connection and to your grief and your journey. And you can sit as long as you want, crying or wailing, dancing, whatever it is that is needed in that moment to honor that moment. It will be yours. It will be yours. So taking a breath, sisters, with me, grounding yourself in this present moment, pulling your thoughts away from anything other than these words and your heart, knowing that our hearts are linked in sisterhood. We are here on this journey of grief together. And that, sister, you are not alone. As alone as you might feel, and trust me, I know that aloneness, you are not alone. You are held by sisters. You are held by our Divine Mother, our Earth Mother. And we journey on. So that's feeling complete at this moment, sister. I am Priestess Maya Ananda, Priestess of the Gateway, joined by my little rescue dog, Sylvester, who also offers you peace, love, and blessings for this moment and the moments before you. My heart to yours, sisters, we are one. Thank you for joining me here for All Good Grief. I hope to see you and hear you and feel your energy on another day. Sylvester sat up. He says also, fare thee well, sisters. Bye.